when Simin Shin Ches, we're up to Siv Dalet, we'll be doing Dalet through Vav. What we had so far was that a kli shemalachto le'iser, something whose ikar use is for malacha on Shabbos, you're allowed to move only letzara gufo or makomo if you want to use the object or its place, but not for the sake of the object itself. Whereas something that is muksa machmas chsar and kis, which is something you're makbid not to use for anything other than malacha, that's usur to move even with tzarek ufo makoma. Siv dalid, kli shemalachto leheter, a keli that whose malacha it was normal uses for heter mutal tatla fila ina el letzarek hakli. Shemi yishomer o yiganev. You're allowed to prevent a kli from breaking. That's not muktzah. To move a keli shemalato leheter for no reason is aser. Says the Mechaber now, kisvei akodesh va'ochlim mutlatat mafil shalolatzara klal. Chazal never asered these things. Hago utfilin ein letalthalam kim letzorach. You're not allowed to move tefillin other than letzorach. That means he's considering it a kli shemalachto le'iser. The shofar also letalthalo kim letzorach gufo makomo. The same with the shofar. Now, first of all, a pot we already said is called malachto le'iser, and it's only mut letzorach gufo makomo, unless it has food in it. A pot that has food is mutter to move, and the same goes for any other raw material, any other non-muktza material that is sitting in its container. Now, you're allowed to move the same way that it's mutter letzara gufo, you're allowed to move something for gufo later, that I'm going to use it later. Now, kisvei akodesh, food, these are things that Chazal never asered. And therefore it's mutter, even shalol letzarech. So the Mishnah Berurah brings a machlokas if that applies to drinking glasses also. Where he brings the mashmos of the Rambam is lahachmir. Further. Sifhei. Yesh matirim l'talta kli shemalato l'isra afilu micham l'tzelei de'kikar o'tinok. The Rosh Hashita is that if you place bread or a child on a kli shemalato l'isra, that is matir carrying it. But l'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that Rov Poskim hold not like that. Sivav kol ha'kelim shenishbru afilu b'shabes mutar l'talta l'shevreim. So this is another machlokas in the Mishnayos. Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's an isser of nolad, which means that something that got a changed use on Shabbos is also to use, and therefore would be muktzer as well. So let's say a keli breaks. If the pieces are totally unusable, they are muktzer. That's muktzer machmas gufo. If they're usable, but for something different than they were usable before, Rabbi Shimon says they're still called kelim, and Rabbi Yehuda says, no, this is nolad. It's a whole new thing. The Mechaber is paskening like Reb Shimon. Kol hakelim shenishbu afilu b'shabbos mutar l'talt l'shevreim ubavad shiru'uyim l'shum malacha. As long as they're usable for anything. Kagon, shivrei areva l'chasas bo hachovis. If you break some kind of a tray or mixing bowl that is ceramic, but you can use the pieces to cover a barrel. Or shivrei zchuchis lechasas ba piapach, broken glass that you used to cover this little oil thing. Avolim einu ruim l'shum malacha lo. So all of that is mutter. So it's not muktza. But if it has no use, then it's not. Then it's not mutter. Hagavim nishbru b'makom shecholim lahazik. What happens, say, glass breaks in a place that people can get hurt? Kagon zchuchis shenishbru ala shulchan b'makom shaholchin mutter l'talt l'shverim kedei l'fanosin shelo yusku behem. So the poskim say that that's dafka with glass, but say earthenware where people don't normally get hurt from it being broken. The halach is that it's mutter. So excuse me. The halach is that that's not dangerous and you cannot move it away. It's dafka something dangerous. to kick something away, the Mishtabur is matur, and we'll talk about that some other time. There's also a daya that we hold of Nolan and Shabbos, the Magen Avraham brings it down, in which case all of these, the something that broke and is not usable for something similar to what it used to be, that would be problematic. Lamaisa, we paskin not that way. Now, previously the Mishnah Berurah had mentioned tefillin. Lamaisa, the poskim say that really tefillin today are muksa machmas ksar and kis. We don't use tefillin for anything other than for davening in. And since Shabbos lavizman tefillin, they're therefore muksa. Whereas in the olden days, it could be that they were worn also for shmira, which we don't do today.